Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So we just finished this weekend the final Grand Prix event of the season, Rus Telecom Cup.
How has that happened already?
It went by so fast, and I have to say, I was somewhat pleasantly surprised that we had a basically normal Grand Prix season. I didn't really expect we would going in.
Didn't completely implode. Mm-hmm. There were plenty of disasters, but it didn't completely implode, which is better than I expected.
Felt like, you know, a normal Grand Prix series, albeit...
with some spice.
a bit messier, more injury and withdrawals than normal, but basically normal across the board. And ending in Russia, the highlight in a lot of ways for us is, of course, the pairs. If you have listened, you know our love for Russian pair skating, and Rus Telecom is just a perfect time to show that off and also give opportunities to a third younger team who is not going to make the final, but, you know, has so much potential and would easily be national champions
anywhere else. I mean, this was a wonderful showdown between our three Russian pair teams here.
Yep. Yeah, there were some really fantastic skates, unfortunately paired with some not so much.
Disasters.
Unfortunately. But let's get into it.
Let's start with the good.
Yes. So our winners here, as expected, were Mashina and Galyamov from Russia.
It just didn't quite happen in the way I think everybody expected.
Yeah. I mean, their hallmark has really been their consistency.
Yeah.
And even here, really, it was just one error in the short program.
Mm-hmm.
But, as again, if you've listened to us talk about Russian pairs, you know one error can totally be the difference in placement. And it was in the short program.
And at Russian Nationals, one error in the short program on a good day for everybody else isn't one placement. It's 3, 4, 5 placements.
And that's the thing, I think, funny to remember about Mashina and Galyamov, world champions, never on the podium at Russian Nationals.
Yep. They have been really consistent for the last two seasons, but they have had one bad competition last season.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Russian Nationals
worked
out fine for them anyway, but could have been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, this short program is their one bad skate of the season.
I mean, hopefully, but also, you never know. The last two seasons, they've had real disasters at Nationals, and we'll see what happens. I don't hope that for them, obviously, but there are so many strong teams that you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, the strength of every other element outside of the Triple Sal, which she has been having a little bit more trouble with this season than last season, still, you know, got it done in the free skate in combination, but it's a lot less sort of matched between the two of them.
She tends to fall out of her Oilers now compared to last season. They were much more controlled.
And she seems a little less controlled going into it as well. Their timing as well, especially on the three jump combination and the free skate, hasn't been as well matched as it was at some of the domestic competitions last season. You wouldn't really know it from some of the GOEs. That, to me, on the three jump combination is a little generous for the mismatch that we see there.
The one judge I agree with is judge number 8.
It's
about a 1.
Yeah.
I'm not super mad about the 2s even, in part because we know the panels love to run with something that's really impressive, even if it's not done super well. The Triple Sow Oiler Triple Sow is really impressive. It's those 2+3s for me.
Yeah. But even so, even if we take out, you know, a little bit of shakiness on side-by-side jumps, the fact that they consistently get level 4 on each and every other element, land the throws, are pretty consistent on the side-by-side triple toes as well. So that it's kind of hard for anybody else to beat unless they are perfect.
Yeah, the problem for everybody who's not Mashina and Galyamov right now is they need to rely on these two making at least one mistake.
Yeah, which can happen. It did here.
Has happened. not super consistently, but enough. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about that five-way race for Olympic gold, it's not ideal, particularly when a team like Mashina and Galiamov have been so consistent.
Yeah, especially in that free skate. And we saw it at Worlds as well. They had to come from behind like they did here, but just so solid in the free skate that even though for me the program of the free skate doesn't work quite as well or have quite as much
impact
as Pavlyuchenko and Kodykin, who we'll talk about in a minute, some of the other teams they'll be up against. It just, if you are technically proficient and other teams make mistakes, even if it's mistakes with a better program and more performed out a little bit more.
Especially when Mashina and Galiamov, as much as it's not my favorite of their programs, it is choreographed to tick those PCS boxes. Mm-hmm. They're still demonstrating their skating skills. They've still got lots of transitions.
Yep.
The other categories are less strong, but they have strong enough moments of interpretation and performance. If you're not new here, you know we love a Tamara Moskvina program. Whether she choreographed it or not, it has her influence all over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this free skate, last year's free skate, and the short program, which they've repeated, is just so different from programs they were doing before they moved to work with Moskvina. It's clearly making a big difference in not only their consistency, but also showing off sort of the acrobatic side of pair skating. And this was a really good example, honestly, from our top three of the more acrobatic side of Russian pair skating. There's a lot to love about, more lyrical, strong, basic skating that
we see from... Your Tarasova and Morozov's.
Or your Sui and Hans as well. But there's a lot to be said for just a really entertaining, acrobatic program.
High-flying, exciting. And honestly, if I'm choosing an Olympic strategy and the team can pull it off, that's the direction I would go in.
Because, well, especially you're not going to beat like Sui and Han, Tarasova and Morozov on being lyrical.
Yeah. But especially, the crowd is going to be more likely to go with a high-flying, high-excitement program, which is going to help you get higher PCS marks.
It's also important to remember that, generally speaking, there's some exceptions, obviously, but generally Olympic audiences aren't, the biggest fans of figure skating like you might get at a Grand Prix. Usually it's, corporate donors and things like that get the tickets.
The people who go to competition at the Olympics are not the same people who go to competition regularly. In the majority, obviously, there are going to be a bunch of skating fans in the audience, but that's not going to be 100% of the crowd like at a Grand Prix, the Grand Prix final, nationals. It's a very different audience. And so targeting that different audience, the acrobatic, the high-flying, high excitement tends to do really well. And if you know you can't beat Sui and Han and Tarasova and Morozov on classical beautiful lines, why wouldn't you go down this path?
Exactly. Yeah, and I think they really showed in the free skate that even with a mistake in the short program, they can recover from it. They won by a decent margin. And to be fair, Pavlyuchenko and Kodykin also had
helped
some issues
with that.
Yeah. But as long as they can keep consistent and the way they've been skating the last two seasons, I suspect that they probably can. They, I think, will do well at Olympics, Europeans, the final, which they, of course, qualified for.
Yep, qualified first for as well.
Yep, and it'll be interesting to see, for me particularly, the head-to-head between them and Sui and Han. We'll see in 2 weeks how that pans out. I won't try and, predict.
I have no idea how, again, our top five teams, minus Pungjin, who can't go to the final, but the rest of the teams at the final, there are five of them that are going to be a serious showdown.
Yep.
And I have no idea how that's going to come out.
And honestly, hopefully the sixth.
Yeah, I have Yura hope.
And Kihara, I really hope that they can,
push be hashtag to become, not last.
Well, and push to say, let's have a discussion about top six at the Olympics rather than the top five that we and probably other people kind of assume going in. It's the Russians and the Chinese. Let's have one more team inching in there.
I would not be mad.
Yeah. But yeah, this was overall definitely a victory for Mashina and Galiamov, and hopefully you know, they don't have a huge turnaround time till the final, but I'm not too worried. They've been consistent enough that I don't think
they don't
losing
have,
the short will harm them too much.
They don't have too much work to do in terms of preparing for the final.
Yeah. Just work on the triple sows.
Yeah. And rest up for nationals so that you don't fall apart at nationals.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern, not the final.
Honestly, yeah. For me as well. Nationals is the hard one for them, not any other competition.
All the Russian teams going to the Grand Prix final, the worst you're going to be is sixth.
Yeah.
The worst you can be at Russian nationals is in 12th. Pairs is 12th. And if you mess up your side-by-side jumps, you might be 12th.
Mm-hmm. And then behind them, we had Pavlyuchenko and Kodykin, also from Russia, who won the short program. And I was really glad to see them get that win because their programs, you want to talk about exciting and dramatic and acrobatic. They, even more than Mashina and Galiamov, are really going down that road, which I think is a fantastic strategy for them.
And after their first Grand Prix, I think we and everybody were a little nervous about the number of acrobatic transitions they've got.
Yep.
Particularly in that short program. They proved us all wrong. This was great.
Well, and in fairness, they did tone it down a little bit. I think just the perfect enough so that we still have those wow moments, like right after the twist, the very opening of the program. We still have those big wow moments, but not so much that we risk her falling after the death spiral because we have a really difficult transition there.
I mean, I'm glad they didn't get rid of the one entering the throw, which is my favorite moment in this program. It's so ridiculous. Nobody who is not a Russian or Chinese pair team could pull it off. And honestly, half the Russian and Chinese pair teams couldn't pull it off.
That's the thing. It's so impressive to see just how much they are pushing the boundaries of making pair skating really acrobatic about the tricks and excitement. And I think the music choice in both programs, but especially the short program, it's really big and dynamic and builds. And the fact that they maintain speed pretty well all the way up to the step sequence right at the end, I think you can tell that they are working with ice dancers. And I think it comes across really well. It's kind of that perfect melding of some of the interesting choreographic stuff we'll see in ice dance, but with fewer restrictions like we see in ice dance in terms of what you can do.
And they are really throwing everything at the wall. And a lot of it is sticking.
Yeah. And they, too, are not quite as consistent in getting the levels as Mashina and Galiamov, but still pretty consistent. They did get a couple level threes in the short program. And they, too, are trying to go for not only wow moments in the choreography of the free skate, but also going for triple toe, double toe, and doing really pretty well here.
Yeah. The second triple toe was under-rotated, but it was not horribly under-rotated, and they covered it up pretty well.
Yeah, it's unfortunate she had the fall then on the sow.
Yeah.
The rest, though, they really skated really well, and again, better than Skate Canada. They've changed
the first lift.
Yeah, the group five reverse lift to go back to the style of lift they were doing before. And it's still not my favorite lift, but it looks a whole lot better than the one they did at Skate Canada.
That one, I at least understand the strategy where, you know, again, they don't have the best lines of the Russian pair teams.
Yeah.
So they're trying to be different rather than being not quite as good at something that everybody else is doing. And it's not my favorite. I like a classic position in a lift, but this one is less weird and awkward looking.
It looks less like a mistake than the version they did at Skate Canada, and so I'm glad they went back to this version. For them, I think they're, you know, they're very much pushing to try and be in that top three from Russia to try and get an Olympic spot. I think they are, as of now, a bit on the outside looking in, and they would need to get all your levels.
Yeah.
It sucks, but you can't lose a level.
Anywhere.
And anywhere.
They did get
a few threes.
Pretty close to 50-50 threes and fours.
Yeah.
Which, again, anywhere else is national champion material, even without a triple toe, double toe.
Well, and that's the thing. If you're not watching junior Russian pairs, and you should, but there's a good opportunity at the final in the juniors. We've got teams doing triple Lutz, Euler, triple Sow Cow side by side. So, you know, triple toe, double toe. It's good, but who knows who you might lose out to if you lose out on some of the levels when other teams are also getting all the levels.
And doing triple triples.
Yeah.
Which is just... I know that this is like a joke at this point, but can some of you please go compete for somebody else?
Please.
Because the fact that these two get most of their levels, again, pretty close to a 50-50, 3-4 split in terms of levels, and have a triple-triple, usually the other side-by-side jumps are very consistent.
Yeah.
And they're an outside shot
of making the Olympics. Yeah.
Not even like... winning the Olympics. You're not just an outside shot for that. You're an outside shot for getting to go in the first place.
That's the thing. If they could make it to the Olympics, they could absolutely have a shot at the podium. The trouble is making it there in the first place.
Whichever three teams Russia sends will have a shot at the podium.
Yep.
The problem is becoming one of those three teams.
Yeah. I am really excited by their programs this season, and I would love to see them make it a fight.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm a big fan of the top three teams who went to Worlds last season and a whole bunch more other Russian teams besides, but I would love nothing more than just an amazing nationals for pair skating, and I truly hope we get it.
Yeah, I...
Honestly, it has the potential to be the best pairs event of the year.
Yeah.
No, the Olympics cannot compete with, like, Russian nationals 2 seasons ago. I still...
It was incredible. An amazing event. Russian pair skating is our favorite thing in figure skating right now.
I mean, basically.
We love our ice dance.
Yeah.
But Russian pair skating is so incredible at both levels.
Yeah.
And
starting to push the boundaries too. We're not going quads, but we're pushing in other directions.
Because the ISU has made it not worth it for them to do. They would all be doing quads if it was worth it.
Absolutely. Yet another thing to add to my list of demands for the ISU at the next Congress, to change the quad base value, to make it slightly less worthless to try it.
I think it was Mashina and Galiamov this week who said to the press.
They did, yeah.
That they aren't doing a quad because it's not worth it points wise.
Yeah. And I was like, I believe she said that she would love to try, but it's not worth it points wise.
Yeah. I'm still mad. I'm going to die mad about the fact that we aren't seeing a quad showdown in three disciplines, all three jumping disciplines at the Olympics this year, because it would have been if they hadn't erased the value of quads from pair skating.
Yeah. And then in third, we have our young up-and-coming Russian team, Kadyrova and Belchenko, who were a little less consistent than the teams that beat them. But these two also are quite young, pretty newly paired up, and very newly transferred to working with Moskvina.
And they were already one of our favorites last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have come a really long way in terms of the matching and the skating skills with each other since we last saw them about this time last year.
Yeah, for me, one of the things that holds me back just a little bit is some of the programs. They're fine, but they're not my favorite, especially, you know, if we're talking like Moskvina programs. And especially since this is a younger team, I think the Bolero works okay for them.
And it's fine.
And there are parts of the free skate I like, but of course we're also going for, I think it was Prince of Persia that they were skating for, but it's kind of the generic Middle Eastern, in quotes, program that just doesn't really do it for me. I think these two, though, with a bit more consistency and experience and some real prime Moskvina programs, could really... you know, make a splash in a couple of years.
I just wish the short program was all remixed Bolero, because we get a tiny bit of that at the end.
That's the best part of it.
And it is 100% the best part of the short program. And it feels so Moskvina.
Yeah.
And here, Moskvina, we know from the book, The Second Mark, which we just reread, that she is very adamant about Olympic programs. Yeah. Your programs feel... these two aren't going to the Olympics. You could have given them something fun.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, the other thing, too, is that they used to work with Slysarenko, who works with a lot of the Russian juniors, and also means that they have one of the best twists in terms of just height. They only got a level 3 in the short program and the free skate here, but you combine really excellent twist, great lift, pretty solid side-by-side jumps.
Yep. Another triple sow, Euler triple sow.
Mm-hmm.
Those triple triples are becoming more and more commonplace.
Yeah. if she didn't have that unfortunate fall on the throw flip, and then even more unfortunate right after that, losing grip on the death spiral, they might have been even pushing second. I think there still would have been a bit of a gap, but
it would have been a real showdown had they had... It was really like 7 seconds that was just not good.
Yeah.
The rest of it was so good, though.
Yeah. And it's, again, just such a shame that they are such a strong team, would easily be national champions anywhere else, but frankly aren't going to go to the Olympics because there's just too much competition in Russia.
Again, if they were competing for somebody else and were national champions, they wouldn't be fighting for the podium. Mm-hmm. But they'd be in with Miura and Kihara as like that outside B shot. Team of like ready to capitalize if anybody makes a mistake, fighting for that 6th place or maybe even 5th place finish. But they're Russian, so they're going to be 5th or 6th at nationals again.
Yeah. We'll see, you know, how this partnership develops in the future, though, because they are also pretty new together and pretty young. They're, again, a bit unlucky that not only are they Russian, but a lot of the top Russian teams right now are also pretty young, and I don't expect we're going to see many retirements, but...
I think there's only going to be one place opening up at the top there.
That's also my suspicion, but, you know, who knows?
Who knows? If one of the young ones wins the Olympics, they might retire while they're ahead.
Yeah.
I would not blame them for that, although it would hurt me.
Yeah. But yeah, we will see. Watch Russian nationals in pairs, and hopefully it's a real good one.
Now that you've said that, it can't be a disappointment.
Honestly, my Christmas gift this season, Russian nationals in the pairs. Japanese nationals, the other Russian disciplines, they'll be good. But Russian pairs, though. Let's move on to the rest of the field. In fourth, we had Lewin Mitrofanov from the U.S. And
definitively our best of the rest.
Absolutely. They have been really consistent across their two Grand Prix, which is really good to see. That has always been their hallmark, is their consistency. It's a shame that she had a really tough fall in the free skate.
Yeah.
But outside of that, basically clean across both their events.
Yeah, they, in terms of comparing them to the top three finishers in this field, really the only big difference is the quality of lines. Mm-hmm. They're still a little less fully extended, less toe point, less matching.
Yeah, I was about to say, the lines and also the matching between the two of them, it's a bit more... They, in a lot of ways, they feel like a new team, even though they have actually been skating together for a while. That connection between the two of them, and I don't mean in a romantic way, I just mean more in, you know,
that innate sense of what your partner's doing and where they are and how high their leg is.
Mm-hmm.
It does not help that she has taken a serious stretch over the last couple years.
Yeah.
So hopefully she has finished growing.
Mm-hmm.
Knock wood that she has finished growing. And now they can sort of settle into... getting that matching, getting the free legs perfectly extended together.
And I think as well, the choice of programs for the season also helps them a lot. And I think going down the direction of sort of more intense and dramatic really suits them a lot more. Like last season, they had a chaplain program, which I appreciated for, you know, trying to stretch them. But I really like this free skate for them. It just feels big and dramatic and Olympic in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
They... have been consistent enough that if other teams make mistakes, they could capitalize at U.S. Nationals. But I think that they're a bit of a step behind in some of the, you know, that connection, the basic skating, the lines behind some of the other American teams. I don't know that I would put them on the team, but if they can skate consistently and other teams make mistakes, they can make an argument for sure.
They definitely can make an argument because they do have some of the strongest... jumping elements of the U.S. pair teams, which if they can just get a couple more levels, they could be really strong shots for that Olympic team. Things like the death spiral to open the short program only being a level 2.
And then in the free skate as well, I believe they got a level three on that one.
And with the spins, the one in the free skate was only a 3. Getting those up to 4s would put them very much in contention if any of the other American teams mess up their side-by-side jumps, which these two are pretty good at.
Yeah, and Strong in the twists, too. Pretty yep. strong in the lifts. Maybe not quite as strong as some of the other American teams, but they're not bad at them by any means. And get levels consistently.
It's a matter of give and take.
Yeah.
This team has some weaknesses, but so do all the other American teams.
Exactly. Yeah, I was really glad to see them looking pretty confident and being in the final flight, you know, in Russia, too.
Yep.
And against them, they beat some... You know, high-ranking
seasoned
teams.
Competitors.
Absolutely.
This was a huge win for them.
Mm-hmm.
And gold medal for them in their hearts. You yeah. didn't get a medal here, but you weren't going to against the Russians.
Yeah.
So, best of the rest here really is a huge accomplishment.
Yep. And then behind them in fifth, we had Moore Towers and Marinero from Canada. And, I mean...
They're having a really rough go of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, the free skate was better than Skate Canada, which is something, but that was a whole disaster, unfortunately. The short program was rough to start, and I think they're still just clearly having issues with that twist, and because it opens both programs, it kind of just seems to set them off on the wrong footing. Yeah.
And even in the throws, something I am not used to seeing from Kirsten Moore Towers, and I have been watching her for
a decade, at least.
For what feels like forever, we have been watching Kirsten Moore Towers. And one thing that I do not recall her ever having an issue with is bailing on throws.
I really thought here that the timing just looked off on the throws completely. And I don't know why. I've never been a paraskater, so I can't try and guess why. But... In the short program and the free, I just felt like it looked like the timing between them wasn't quite there.
Was wrong. And that, more than the twist, is really concerning to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've never had the best twist. This is not the worst it's ever been. It's not great, and it does need to be better. Mm-hmm. But that is an element that seems more fixable,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to an element that... Kirsten has always been incredible at throws. She has been able to fight for throws really, really well. So seeing them go kind of horribly wrong here is really concerning.
Yeah, even the throw loop in the free skate.
Which was the best of the three.
Yeah, even that, the timing looked off and she was able to save it because she is very good at like saving a throw landing. But it, just looked a bit off. Luckily, we didn't have any major lift issues like we did at Skate Canada. So that's definitely an improvement. But it's, I don't know, it just bums me out to see them looking disheartened. And I mean, they're under so much pressure with, you know, James and Radford coming out now. Olympic season pressure. Injury issues and having so many issues even competing and training last season. It's in a lot of ways understandable that they are where they are, but that doesn't make me any less disappointed to see them struggle this way.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to watch at this point because I keep hoping that things are going to go well.
Yeah.
And then it's not even like we're having the same issue every time, which is why I say the twist isn't as concerning to me.
Yeah, that at least is consistent across their competitions.
And it is getting marginally better. It's scaring me less.
I mean, I think it might just be more we're getting used to, because it is substantially lower than like even just last year.
Yeah.
And I believe I'd heard he was having back issues. And so, again, that makes total sense that the twist would suffer from it. I almost wonder if in both programs going for the side by side jump for the twist might be something worth playing around with.
Yeah.
Just to try and get, you know,
settled.
Get settled, get that element done well, if you know that probably the twist isn't going to go fantastically, but we know that. We want to, you know, rather than doing it the other way, getting the twist and being a bit unsettled and going straight into your side-by-side jumps.
Yeah, it's a tough game to play because Canadian Nationals are very early this year.
Yeah.
They don't have a ton of time to recover any injuries that... either one of them might have. Again, we have heard that Michael's back has been an issue. That would make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
So figuring out and fixing whatever's going on with his back, as well as making corrections to the twist and then changing program layout. I don't think they have time for that.
Yeah, not really. But
and the hard part is, from the outside, we can look at this program and say, you should have put the side-by-side jump first. But if they were expecting their twist to get better because they were expecting his back to get better. I understand this.
Well, and also, this is not me saying, if you put the side-by-side jumps first, they'll definitely go better. It's more just, you know, maybe it'd be worth to try, at least in practice or things like that. I'm not going to pretend like, no, that'll fix everything.
No. No, not at all. But even just, mostly I'm concerned about the time for these two.
Yeah, there's not a lot of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, Canadian Nationals outside of the Olympic year is usually a little later. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to the final, you have time between your last Grand Prix and Nationals to make changes to really recover from injury. But everything's compressed to fit in an extra competition this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was a bit of a shame, and hopefully they can take that time to really contend to defend their title at Nationals.
Please let it be a good showdown and not a race to the bottom.
I really, really hope so. Sixth here, we had Cetinina and Magyar from Hungary, who were skating back-to-back weeks and had a bit of a rough go last week, and I was a bit worried about how they would fare here. But they did way better than last week, particularly in the short program, which was just really fantastic. And I was really relieved and glad to see them skating well and looking really happy with the skate after it was a bit of a rough go last week.
Yeah, it has not been easy for them, and skating back-to-back weeks is hard. Mm-hmm. But for a team like these two who don't have a ton of experience, who weren't expecting to get two Grand Prix assignments at all, it really looked like they showed up here with the feeling that they had nothing to lose, and they were happy to get the chance to compete at this level.
Yeah.
And whatever happened was going to happen, and they kind of came in no fear, and they really capitalized on a lot of people's mistakes, again, especially in that short program.
Yeah, the short program was really solid, a bit shakier in the free skate, but even there it was not too bad at all. And it's a real shame that he popped the side-by-side triple toes in the free skate. She was having real issues with it last week and landed them both times here, but unfortunately they couldn't capitalize in the free skate.
You know what, this is fine though, because now we've seen that they both can do it.
Yeah,
they have equal blame in that they have both messed them up.
Yeah,
again, you shouldn't be mad at your partner, but it helps if you both make mistakes on the element to just be like, well, we both can't do it consistently. Oh, well, it's fine. It just helps smooth the pain of messing up at a Grand Prix. But I mean, they can both do them. They can't do them consistently yet, but we've got the rest of the season.
Yeah, and unlike other teams, they don't have to worry about, you know, Nationals and things like that. They can, you know, go to Europeans and Olympics and just work on building towards that point.
That's why it's fine that only one of them did triple toes in each competition.
Yeah, exactly. And then behind them in seventh, we had Delamonica and Guarise from Italy. And this is also a real shame because they're another just really strong, experienced team who I really, every time I've seen them, have wanted to see these programs just skated beautifully and cleanly, which they're capable of. The side-by-side jumps, though, have been really giving them trouble this season.
Really, all of the jumping elements have been giving them quite a lot of trouble. The side-by-side jumps and the throws have been really inconsistent.
Yeah.
And in the short program, I wasn't terribly concerned because it was just jumping elements that went poorly. Yeah. And
it's unfortunately somewhat normal errors, but they did get level fours on everything else and skated the rest of the elements really nicely.
And had she just hung on to the loop, it would have been a perfectly fine short program. But then the free skate.
And the worst part is they had me fooled for a moment because the free skate started out better than we've seen from them so far.
They actually landed a side-by-side triple sal.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of getting excited. Mm-hmm. I should know better by now.
Yeah, it's a shame because every time I've seen this free skate, I've thought that, you know, it's really well constructed to build if you're able to land all of your elements.
Yep.
But unfortunately, starting with the triple sals went okay in the free skate. I don't know what's going on with the side-by-side triple toes, that this yep. time out she just had a completely different entry pattern from him. And to me just looked utterly spooked and nervous.
Yeah, it was... There are ways to cover up the fact that you and your partner need to do different entries to your side-by-side jumps. Mm-hmm. Mishina and Galiamov do that really well by doing yeah. the...
Tarasova and Morozov, yep. too.
There are teams that cover it up as well as can be expected. You can still tell, but mm-hmm. it covers it up. These two made no effort to cover it up. It was yeah. just, okay, now it's time to do our side-by-side triple toes. Do what you gotta do to make it happen.
And then the worst part being, it didn't happen.
If you're going to do different entries, please, please actually land them.
Yeah, my thought looking at hers in particular was just that she just, maybe they've just been going terribly yep. in practices, and the plan was just do whatever you have to do to try and
That's
get
what it
done.
Looked like.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was as a result of that side-by-side jump combo issue, but right after that we had the group five reverse lift. And he, like, it just went up and came back down. Yeah. I'm not sure what exactly happened to them there, but it's such a shame since normally their lifts are one of their strong suits and one of the best parts of their programs. Yeah.
With them landing both of their throws and one of the side-by-side jumps in the program, mm-hmm. outside of that lift, it was good.
Yeah.
And up to that lift, again, we had the triple toes right before it, which were a mess, but... Mm-hmm. This is Paris. I don't care if you can't land your...
Yeah. If that was the only issue, I would still say that this was a great outing yeah. for them and fix exactly. the triple toes. But outside of yeah. that...
It's the lift mm-hmm. that they're so good at normally and they have so much experience with mm-hmm. not really getting all the way up even.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real shame that... That took so much away from the program. I yeah. still would love to see this free skate skated cleanly at some point.
Please do it at the Olympics. If you're going to do it literally just once.
Yeah.
Do it at the Olympics.
For them as well, at least there's not as much, you know, fight nationally. Yeah. They are going to go to the Olympics. Yeah. They, you know, I'm sure we'll have to compete at nationals, which I think is next week, I believe.
Soon. It's soon.
Yeah, but... I'm not too worried about that, and yeah. I'm sure they're not either, but it's especially a shame that, I mean, they would have finished a couple places higher if they had just not lost that lift, yeah. even if it hadn't been a great lift.
Yeah, even a thoroughly mediocre lift mm-hmm. would have gotten them two places higher.
Yeah. And then behind them in eighth, we had Ziegler and Kiefer from Austria. And it was good to see these two back. They had to withdraw from their first event. And they have been injured, and they said themselves here in interviews and things that they weren't really ready fully.
And you could tell.
Yeah.
The cloud of injury was hanging over both of these programs. Mm-hmm. And honestly, my biggest concern is that they came back saying, we're not really ready, but we're going to do this anyway.
Yeah.
Because pair skating is really risky for both partners, mm-hmm. and coming back injured puts everybody at risk mm-hmm. of getting more injured.
I mean, what I hope from that statement was just that they were saying, you know, we're not ready to skate at our best, but we wanted to, you know, get the yeah. first pancake out.
And but even then, there was a real risk here
yeah.
of particularly her getting hurt, regardless of who was originally injured and wasn't ready to come back.
Yeah. Well, or also, to be fair, him, because, yeah. you know, the free skate, the twist has never been their strongest element, and it was shaky in both yeah. programs here. After that, though, they had a pretty good outing for most of the free skate. The throws were not amazing, but the other leveled elements were pretty strong. And then... And this has been an issue in the past, but the final lift
yep.
didn't go up. And that's been an issue before, whether due to injury or stamina or whatnot. But that's another place where you can really risk injury for either of them,
yep.
but especially for him, too, if he's not ready to, you know, be doing three lifts yep. in a 4-minute free skate.
Yeah. And the biggest risk on top of that is that if he hurts himself... Mm-hmm. he risks hurting her by dropping her.
Yeah.
Which is why I say it's particularly risky to come back in pairs before you're fully recovered. Mm-hmm. Because you've got somebody like 10 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Who if you cannot get them down safely, can get really injured. And I'm glad to see them. Mm-hmm. I wish they had been healthy and really ready to be here.
Yeah. Hopefully they will just continue getting more healthy and show what we're more used to seeing from them. At least they as well don't have to worry about like nationals and things.
Yeah.
And they've already secured their Olympic spot. But yeah, I was hoping to see a bit stronger from them here, even if, you know, we still had some of these errors, if they looked
more confident.
Yeah, more confident coming in. I think you could tell right from the off on the twist.
Yeah.
Again, it's never been their best element, but it definitely was shakier here than we've seen from them in the past.
And they looked more timid going into it than normal. Yeah. So hopefully they can now go rest up. They got the first pancake out, but now fully recover before you compete again.
Yeah. But that wraps us up for this pairs event. What was your highlight from this competition?
I got to give it to our surprise short program winners, Pavlyuchenko and Kodikin. That short program is a lot of fun. They skated really well. They've got the perfect blend of doing the things you can actually pull off in a 2.5 minute program while still being so exciting and so intricate. And I'm really excited for them. And I hope they really make a push for that Olympic team, even if they don't get it.
Yep. And honestly, one of the other ones for me, one fall aside, I was really excited to see Lou and Mitrofanov really skating consistently. And them as well, really starting to make a push for that Olympic team. And I've always thought they have a ton of potential that, you know, has been a little slow to develop, but they're so young that they have the time.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the weekly Waxel, there was choice, but we decided to go with Delamonica and Guarize's lift failure in the free skate.
It's always rough losing a lift.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially rough losing a lift for a team this experienced, dropping so far down a Grand Prix ranking.
And the other thing we didn't mention is they were sixth in both segments, seventh overall, which has to sting as well, since again, if they just got base value for a lift, they would have placed a few places higher.
And honestly, for a team like these two, losing to Mortower and Marineros would have been upsetting, but not the end of the world. They're pretty similar world ranking wise. Losing to the Hungarians, Chechnina and Magyar, it's gonna sting a little bit.
Yeah. And especially too, since this is probably their last Grand Prix, and we'll see what happens for the rest of their season, but I hope they can end stronger than they've started so far.
Yeah, I just, if this is going to be your last season, please end with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
All right, but that wraps us up for this first part of Rustelecom. So thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for our bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back shortly with the rest of Rustelecom, but until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels skating fans.